Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
What is faith? Faith has to be based on what He has spoken. Are you sure you have a word from God to have faith in? I'm Ron, your host, and today we are talking about the very basis of our walk with God.
I want to really talk about faith. What is faith? And in Romans, it talks about faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if you're believing for something that God has not spoken, then you are exercising something, but it's not faith. If the Lord hasn't spoken it, there is no faith attached. You're creating your own word. Why are we believing for something we should not be believing in necessarily? If you have not had a word from God, and I'm saying a sure word from God, remember Satan used the word of God to deceive Eve. He used the word of God to attempt to deceive Jesus Christ when he was in the wilderness going through the temptations. He used scripture. And I tend to think that he's been around a long time. He knows the scriptures better than we do. And he's using them to try and keep us distracted from what is true faith. What is God trying to get through to us today? You know, one of the issues that I've always had something to look forward to, a target out there somewhere. And you know, it's never come. It's never been here. Then I read in Hebrews 3, today if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. And then I realize He is a right now God. He might ask me to just go to the grocery store and sit on a bench somewhere. Something simple. What can I do today? And I think that's where some people get confused, because you hear people say all the time, when this happens, then. And I don't believe that's faith. I believe that's a hope. But I really don't believe it's faith, because it has to be what He speaks. God spoke a word, said, go take over the promised land. And they go, no, the 10 spies said it's got giants. We're afraid. So they didn't do it. Well, then they realized their mistake and they thought, well, let's go do it today. God was pretty upset with them, and many people died because they did something out of time. The truth out of time is as good as a lie. They didn't have faith. They were exercising fear.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're truly trying to walk with the Lord, then you want to make sure that your steps are sure. So I hear a lot of things out there. God says this, and God said that. And if I'm a believer, I'm learning to take whatever comes to me, whether it's through a friend, through someone that I'm fellowshipping with, through the TV evangelist, through the pastor, through the apostle. And I'm not just accepting blindly what someone says as the word of God, even no matter how strong it comes across.
Right.
No matter what their reputation is,
no.
You know, a Billy Graham, a Charles Wesley, whoever. To me, you need to listen carefully, and then you need to take that, and you need to go in prayer, and you need to be seeking the Lord in the scriptures, and have the Holy Spirit confirm to your heart that's a word from God. And if you cannot find that in the scriptures, you cannot find that in prayer, I would put it on your spiritual shelf and say, Holy Spirit, I'm not sure about this. Sounds good, come from a pretty reputable source, but I can't find it in the Word of God to confirm it. I think I'll put it on my spiritual shelf. You bring it back to me. You want me to believe this, or you want me to understand this. I think people take things in too readily, calling it a word from God, and they spend hours, days, months, years believing things. They don't even know where it came from. Why are they believing it?
Exactly.
A great process to be in. Go back in yourself to all the things that you're believing for. Write them down and take the time to find where did that come from? Why are you believing that? And then can you confirm it in the Word that that is actually a word from God? And if it is, then you have something to stand on and you know where the faith came from. But if you can't find it in the Word, I personally would put that on my spiritual shelf, disconnect from it, and quit spending energy and time and faith in something that's maybe been conjured up.
What you're saying, Ron, is really important in the sense that in the Scriptures, the word witness is used many times. And you know the old saying, you can have 10 people see an auto accident and you'll get 10 different stories. And they were eyewitnesses. So that gives a wrong definition to the word witness. The definition of the word witness that we see in the Scripture is, you could say, experience, or you owned it, or it was a part of you. Hebrews, it talks about the mighty men who saw this day. They were a witness to this day. They saw it, and they believed it. They had faith. The word faith believed it. A witness is an impartation of God's heart to your heart.
Yeah.
I think we're peeling away or trying to peel away this cloud, confusion, deception of what is a word from God. Where does faith come from? I like what Dale, you were saying. If you have things you're believing for somewhere and you need to find out where did that belief come from?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about witness, to me, witness, you could say, you could replace that word with experience. I've had an experience in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving you testimony of my experience, my impartation from God. We are attempting to go through this cloud of confusion and deception about faith, about witness, and really clear it up. And to me, it's really important because I need to know that my faith and my actions that are connected to my faith are effective, that I'm not spending my days, months, and years believing something, spending all my energy and time on something that God is not in.
Right.
I don't care how many people are doing it. I personally want to know, because this is a personal walk with God, I personally want to know that where did I get my faith for my belief, whatever that belief's for? Where did I get it? If I can't pinpoint a meeting with God, a word from God that imparted that faith to me, then I'm letting go of it because I have no basis that I can see to have faith or spend energy. I wouldn't even call it faith because I don't think it's true faith, because I think true faith comes from God. I don't think we can work it up.
Mm-mm.
I don't think you can just pick something and go, I'm going to have faith for that. No, you're not. You're having hope for that.
Right.
You don't have the capacity in yourself to produce faith. You don't. it comes from God. Faith comes from hearing, and a hearing, a word from God.
What you said, Ron, you said actions connected to my faith. It's an impartation to you, and that's what it says in Hebrews about where it talks, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. I think that's, I said it correctly. And our human mind doesn't understand that. It feels like it can generate hope. It can come up with its own ideas. It can come up with its own solutions. In your mind, you have faith that's born out of your mind, and that's the faith that doesn't work. It's a concept that is hard for people to accept because a lot of people take the Hollywood approach to faith. It's a fairy tale, and some fairy tales come true and some don't. He gave me a word. He began to speak to me mm-hmm. about what he wants to do for me, for someone else. He's speaking. And that speaking, that, like, I love the way you said it, Ron, actions connected to my faith.
You know, I want to bring out this in that there are at least 70 different ways to read the scriptures. And one of them is like what Dale was talking about, like it's a fairy tale, like it's just a book just to read and it's kind of got cool stories and all that stuff. But one of the fallacies in reading the scripture is looking for something. You have a concept and now you're going to prove it out by going through the scriptures. The reason we have the Holy Spirit is to teach us in all things, and we need to have him show us. To me, this is where faith comes from. He's the one who was sent to reveal Christ, to reveal the Father, to reveal the truth about what's in the scriptures, about all of it. It's his job. And so it behooves us to listen. I open my heart to listen and allow him to speak. You know, depending on what the Holy Spirit is showing you, you might want to get some confirmation on it.
I want to go back to this thing of faith because I want to connect it with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important that this concept or the reality of the Holy Spirit and what true faith is connected together.
Correct.
It's just so important that people understand that faith is something imparted to you from a word from God. Without the Holy Spirit, Alan was saying, people take scriptures and they can support anything they want to believe. They can use the scriptures as their own personal sword to defend themselves and their doctrines, no matter how screwed up those doctrines are.
Correct.
That's not what we're doing. We are not defending a position by a bunch of memorized scriptures. It's the Holy Spirit using what we reach into every day. We meditate on the Word, and the Holy Spirit imparts faith. He imparts the Word to us through experiences mm-hmm. with Christ, through experiences with God. And then it's the Holy Spirit that draws out that word at a specific time. I don't draw it out. I don't use the word. That hurts people. If I try to use anything, it's going to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my heart. I hope it's not anyone's heart. That's not the point. The point is you're giving yourself over to the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit use what he's imparted to you, and he knows exactly how to use it. It's this faith mm-hmm. that is imparted by a word from God. It's not a made-up thing. It's not something you conjure in your mind.
It's the word that God speaks to your heart. That word is what you will live by. And that word will bear the fruit that God's looking for, and that's your worship, your giving of yourself to Him.
So, back to this thing of a practical walk. We're cutting through the deception and cutting through all the confusion out there. We're saying, get into your heart. Take time with this. Get into your heart and find out what's important to you. What are you hoping for? What are you believing for? If you feel discouraged, why do you feel discouraged? If you feel like a failure, why do you feel that way? Dig that stuff out. And there's something behind that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling discouraged, you were believing for something to happen, and it didn't happen.
Right.
Or if you feel like a failure, there was something that you were trying to believe for to achieve, and it didn't happen. You know, sweep away all the stuff, and let's get down to the real depth of heart in your walk. You got to get to point zero. Get down to point zero, and that takes time. It takes effort, and start looking at things one by one.
Yes.
So that I'm not spending any more time, confusion in my life, despair in my life, unbelief in my life. I want to have a walk with the Lord where there's faith and there's fulfillment and there's joy. And those things are not off in the by and by. But they always will be if I don't get down and find out how to truly walk day by day with true faith, true actions behind that faith. And I should be seeing, maybe small at first, but I should be seeing fulfillments.
Yeah.
I should be having experiences daily in my walk with God. And I would challenge people and say, if you're not getting some sort of experiences with the Lord every day, they don't have to be huge, but if you're not seeing some sort of fulfillment in your walk with God, then I think you need to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
I think you need to get down with God and go, okay, I don't care if you've been walking with Him for 50 years. If after those 50 years, you are not walking in fulfillment and joy and blessing, and He's not more real to you today than He was yesterday and the day before, that is a red flag.
Yes.
And that means you need to get down and walk with us in this, because
yes,
we're doing the same thing. We're doing this.
Exactly.
So walk with us.
I have an example I want to throw out. I believe that the Holy Spirit can speak to me. So now, to go into scripture, there are many scriptures, but I just want to just simply mention John 14:15-17. Those are chapters, not verses. Christ talks about how the Holy Spirit is given to us to teach us. So I believe that the Holy Spirit can speak to me. I now have a scriptural basis that gives me the foundation for the fact of what I believe is valid. So now the next step for me is to take time each day to position myself to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to me, and with an anticipation and an expectation that He is going to speak to me. That is the process that we're looking at. What do you believe? What's the foundation of why you believe that? And what are you doing to accommodate that faith or that belief? What is your action behind it? So, because without an action, if I didn't spend the time to listen, even though I believe He could speak to me, I'd never hear Him. So the first step again, what do I believe? write it down. There should be a whole bunch of stuff written down, you know, pages for some. And then why do I believe that? Where does it come from? Did it come from a person? Did it come from the scriptures? And then once you have that, what am I going to do as an action to see it happening in my life?
Well, family, I guess after this conversation, we are asking ourselves, what are we believing for? And is our faith based on a confirmed word from God to our hearts?
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.